This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk Podcast, episode number 40. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of Annuity Straight Talk. Everything written, seen, published is of my own making. My journey through discovery of retirement topics, annuities, financial planning, asset allocation, and generally just kicking ass in retirement. My journey is well documented on the website. Try me. There's not a question I can't answer. And if I can't, I know how to find the answer very quickly. So I'm a good resource if you ever need me, 800-438-5121. So you'll notice a couple weeks ago, there was no podcast or newsletter. And that's because of an annual tradition I do with a few buddies of mine where we go fishing in April, March, April, May. It's kind of weather dependent, depending on when roads get cleared with snow and all that stuff. So sometimes we've been there in late March and sometimes we don't get there till May. This year we went end of April. And it brought up a topic. A few weeks ago, I told you guys a story about how I got in Alaska, and I thought I'd alternate financial topics with maybe some stories, let you get to know me a little bit better. And so this week, I figured since last week was surrender-free annuity, and now this week, I'll just tell you a little story, and I'll relate it to one of the newsletters I wrote about a few years ago. Let's share the screen, and I'm going to show you this newsletter I'm talking about. And it was actually... Man, it was written longer ago than I thought. Man, I've been doing this for a long time, 2019. So this is right about 3 years ago. I wrote a newsletter about what's more important than money in retirement. Now, obviously, money is the key factor. Once you get that figured out, you can focus on. And that's, I always tell people, once you get everything sorted out and your money's in good shape and you got a plan, then you can focus on the things that you really were the purpose of retirement: relaxation, kids, golfing, travel, you know, family, just general things that people like to do. And the reason I thought this was worthy of a newsletter is because there were a lot of people, like everybody's different when it comes to how they plan to spend their retirement years. I've got a lot of stories. And that's, again, like one of the benefits of picking my brain and asking me questions is I got the answers to these questions by probably talking to someone in your same situation with your same perspective. I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people over the years hear the stories, create ideas, solve problems, all these things. And you hear good stories and bad, like failure and success. I think everybody's got a bad experience, a bad financial experience, either with an advisor or the markets or an employer plan, or maybe bought something they shouldn't have, all that stuff. So, I mean, it's good and bad. And that's, I think it's important to understand all this comes from a fairly well-grounded place where I've seen a lot of stuff, okay? And so I think it's important to talk about time and retirement because everybody's got to have a different plan. And I know people that, I had a couple years ago, they retired at 48 and moved to Panama because that was their dream. They had kids young, they got their kids raised out of the house through college. And by 48, they were done. And literally from the time they were 20, they got married young. From the time they were 20 till they were 48, they saved every red cent they had. And that was their dream. And they worked for it. And before they even turned 50, they were able to retire as expats to Panama. And it was pretty cool for the first year or so. They did it periodically after that. But I think first year or so, they did a little blog about what they were doing. And they were grilling with friends there, down with a bunch of other U.S. people. So when I get down to Central America, I'm going to do a podcast on expat retirement because I was supposed to do that this year when I was going to go to Colombia and Panama and Costa Rica. But, well, those of you who've heard the story know why I couldn't go, because I didn't get jabbed. Anyway, that's a different topic. But, no, it's really interesting. So those guys had it figured out, knew exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to go golf and grill and chill in the sunshine and live a cheap life. You know, Panama required them to have $1,250 a month of proved income, which is really cool. So that's why I do expat retirement, because you can live a great lifestyle if that appeals to you. Anyway, but those guys had it figured out. And I also know guys on the other end of the spectrum, you know, mid-70s, late-70s, who like what they do. They enjoy working. They love supporting their family with a good income. And they've never known anything else. And so that's what they plan to keep doing. My dad's kind of one of those people where he doesn't know anything but work. I'm really good at leisure. I'm really good at having fun and getting out and taking some time off. My dad doesn't know how to work. He was a school principal for 42 years, teacher for about 3 or 4 before that. And when he got done, when he retired, he didn't know what to do with himself because all he ever did was work. And so now he runs his little hobby farm and he stays busy. Like, he'll pick up a fence panel one day and move it 10 feet one way, and the next day he'll move it 10 feet back. Hey, well, Dad, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just moving these fence panels. Didn't you do that yesterday? Yeah, I didn't. I decided I didn't like where I put them. You know, things like that. So he's just puttering. I aspire to work at a gas station or a hardware store when I retire. I would say that I probably won't, but I like traveling. I like being in, I like gas stations. I like stopping in them. I like meeting people on the road. I also like hardware stores because I like fix-it projects. I worked at Home Depot about 15 years ago for a few months, and I loved working in the hardware department because you get to help people pick out tools. And it's like, hey, what are you doing? Here's my project. You know, do this. I like it. So I like solving problems. I like creating things. Anyhow, so it's worthwhile to focus on some of those things. And I remember I did, you know, I told the story about, you know, my first job in the financial services business where they remodeled the conference room and I convinced them to do like a vacation theme to get people comfortable, confident, maybe dream and wonder and, you know, pursue beautiful things. So, you know, once money's out of the way, you got to figure out what to do with your time. And so I've known, I have clients who have more than enough money who took a part-time job just to keep themselves busy. And I know some people who couldn't wait to get out in early 50s, they start traveling, or they just, you know, some guys say, I'm going to spend every single day on the golf course and I don't care. That's just what I want to do. I'm not a golfer, so I wouldn't spend every day out there. I'll never be good enough to enjoy it. And I can't enjoy something I'm not good at. So anyway, when it comes to leisure, I just figured like it's really important. That's why I like the fact that I'm in Montana. I get several people that'll come through every year and visit me. You know, national parks are kind of a bucket list item for people that say, oh, they just want to see Yellowstone and Glacier. And a piece of Yellowstone's in Montana. All of Glacier is in Montana. And so I'm going to talk to you about what I'm going to do is just kind of tell you a quick story about a trip with my buddies last week. And this is kind of how we've all been hanging out since college and doing stuff like this. And it's not like something that everybody would love to do, except fishing is incredible. But the weather's kind of sloppy and it's gross. But we decided, so it was, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, we all met at my buddy's house in Missoula, and the four of us jumped in a truck and we stuffed the back of it with coolers and gear and all sorts of stuff, and we hit the road. Okay. And I can't tell you where it is. If you're a fisherman or a hunter, you know you guard your secrets closely. And since this is it's 100% public, I wouldn't say the reach is that far on my podcast, but I'm not going to go spout my secret fishing spots here. I'll give you a hint. It'll get you in the neighborhood within, I don't know, 60, 80 miles. Then you'll have 50 different options. So you'll never figure it out. Anyhow, so we hit the road and it's about a 5-hour drive till we got where we're going. And this is the one thing I will tell you. The first stop, Butte, Montana. Now, I'll give everybody a hint. If you do come to Montana, and a lot of people will drive between Glacier and Yellowstone, it's probably a 6-hour drive between the two from the north end of Yellowstone to the south end of Glacier. And there's a lot of beautiful stuff in between. There's a good chance you might go by Butte, Montana, which is a very interesting place in its own right. Very historical. Richest hill on earth, early 1900s, the Copper Kings. You can look that up if you don't know about it. One of the wealthiest areas in the early 20th century. So first stop is, and I'm going to give you a tip, Freeway Tavern, Butte, Montana. So we had to stop. This is a tradition. We go there. It's been a tradition the last 5-6 years. We stop and go to the Freeway Tavern for some wop chops. And I apologize to any of the Italian Americans. The wop chop goes back to, you know, all the guys that worked in the mines. You know, there was a heavy Italian influence in the area as well as many other nationalities. And so a wop chop is a fried pork chop sandwich. Now, if you're health conscious and a health nut, it's probably not for you. But if you don't mind indulging once in a while, I've actually got a photo of one of my buddies like biting into it, but I thought that might be a little embarrassing if I put that out there. So this is just the four of us. It's a reasonably well-lit kind of a little dive bar right off the freeway in Butte, Montana. Look it up. Freeway Tavern, going for a Wop Chop. They're like $8. Man, it's a good deal. People are nice. You can see it's just kind of a tiny little bar. You can sit there and eat it, or you can take it to go. It's awesome. But I highly recommend giving it a shot. There's a one more well-known place in Butte that serves the pork chop sandwich. I'm not going to mention them because I prefer the Freeway Tavern. Amazing spot. Anyway, so there's a tip for anyone who is traveling through Butte. Stop and grab a nice meal, reasonable price, meet some nice people. That's the thing about Butte. The people are really, really nice. So then we went to, I will tell you this, like we were in Idaho. And we, you know, we're all getting kind of old enough. So I decided to, we used to do campers or tents and stuff like that. And as you can see, like we're all kind of big guys. Real quick, I'll introduce you to the A-team here. Here on the left is Chunk. That's me, of course. And then we got Big Jim and Casey. I'm the smallest guy. I'm not a small guy. I'm the smallest guy. Just so four of us in a camper isn't that easy. So Chunk's a banker. I'm insurance and financial services. Jim's a HVAC guy. He's a boiler specialist. Casey's a real estate agent. So it kind of sounds like a joke, like a banker, an insurance guy, an HVAC, and a real estate agent all walk into a bar. There's no punchline. It's just kind of funny. So those are the dudes. Those are the characters on the trip. We stayed in Idaho, got a vacation rental. We each pitched in an extra couple $100, and it was nice to have our own space and a place to relax and dry out and all that stuff, which because the weather was pretty nasty while we were there. It wasn't too windy, but it was snowing a lot. So we went out on the stream, and here's the first photo. Fish after fish. We caught nice big Yellowstone cutthroats. Anybody that's a fisherman will probably recognize where you find those fish. It's around the Yellowstone area, but in Idaho is all I'm going to tell you. And anyway, so that's me. We take turns fishing these little holes, one guy on the net, one guy on the rod, and pulling out really nice chunky, about a 23-inch cutthroat. Just a beautiful, beautiful fish. And when I say, just caught a lot of them. So there was that one. Then we had this one where I was on the net for another one about the same size. Chunk nailed that one. I grabbed the net. You can see the snow falling down. The banks of snow on the river, there wasn't a lot of snow on the ground, but the river bed was carved into a canyon and the drifting snow drifted over, and there were places, I should have taken a photo, that would have been really cool. And there were places where the drifts were 10 or 12 feet high, and there was just a total, just an ice canyon going for about a quarter mile. Really, really cool to see that when there's not a lot of snow on the ground, but you have those giant drifts that are probably not going to melt until July. Because we're in really, you get around like Yellowstone area, a hint, then, you know, you're high elevate, you know, you're around 7,000 feet, something like that. A lot of those places, I think West Yellowstone, 7,000. We didn't go to West Yellowstone. We're in Idaho. So don't get any ideas. Anyway, but it just really, really cool area. And the best part about it, and again, when you talk about retirement, like some people, if you're like me, I mean, I love being around people. Obviously, I spend my days talking to people and hearing stories and all that stuff. But when I get out, I want to be disconnected. I want to be out. So when we were at the vacation rental, we had cell service. I checked my emails and stuff. I think I made one phone call. Someone said they really needed me. Other than that, I'd check the emails and just kind of, I'd see them. I wouldn't read them. I'd be like, okay, there's an email. But I really wanted to check out. And so during the days, we're out in the middle of nowhere. And we saw, I don't know, maybe three people the whole time. So it was really, really cool. Great trip. And these are the kind of things I like to do. So one thing that Casey said, he was kind of the ringleader of the trip. And we got out the first day on a muddy road and started putting our waders on. And the snow's kind of coming in sideways. It was a little windy. It was snowing pretty hard. And he just laughed. He said, I love it. I was like, what? He's like, I love that there's three other guys that are just as crazy as me that'll do this stuff. Because there are probably not a lot of people that would be out there. But then again, like I said, that rental helped. You know, we'd go out on the river about 10 in the morning, and we'd do heat up some chili for lunch around 1, and then we'd fish till 4 or 5. So it's a lot easier to handle when you know you're going back to a warm, dry place. So, and then the coup de grace, this happened on multiple occasions. This one in particular was the last cast of the day for Casey and Jim. Chunk grabbed the net, got both of those hogs in the net at one time. I was on the camera, and that about sums up the trip because everybody was happy. We had a great time, and that is what I consider. So I say, if and when I retire, which is not going to be for 20 plus years. I'll never retire. So anybody that works with me, I'm going to be doing this till the day I die. When I say retire, it means I'm not taking new clients, which might be about 10 years out. But anyway, if I can continue doing this in my 60s and 70s, might go a little bit slower, but I will be out there in a heartbeat. And this is the kind of thing I like doing. I wanted to share it with you guys. So I appreciate you being patient. Again, this is just a little taste of Montana life. That's what I like to do. Summer is coming and I like to do all that stuff. You guys know I got mules and, you know, maybe we'll do a mule podcast. I don't know. I don't know if I could take the equipment back, but I'll think about it. I like to do fun stuff, just kind of keep it interactive and keep it light. So this isn't heavy in content, but again, just a little story about me. Those are my best buddies from college. Love those guys. Got a lot of friends that are, like I talked 2 weeks ago, I said I got a lot of friends that are in their 60s and 70s, you know, clients that are friends and some clients that are just clients. I'm not going to force my way into anybody's life, but I do appreciate the fact that my life has been enhanced by meeting a lot of you guys, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do this. It's been great, and I've loved every minute of it. So there's a little bit more about me and just a quick story about why it's important to plan for time and retirement. Maybe that gives you guys some ideas. You want to start fly fishing, that's a really nice, relaxing exercise. Harder and harder to find the hidden places. That's why it takes mules to get past the people that think they can walk a few miles. I'll ride 10, and then I'll start. But no, so anyway, I just, thought it'd be a good idea to share it with you. I appreciate the opportunity. My calendar is open. I'm not really leaving anytime soon. So not until probably July, and I'll be gone a day or two at a time. But if you want to talk about it, tell me what your plans are. I'd love to hear about your summer plans, your vacation plans. If you want to come to Montana, my door is open. And if you catch me on the right day, I'll even smoke you a burger from the beef that my dad raised. Homegrown Montana beef, good as it gets. If you haven't had a smoked burger, try one. If you want one, come to Montana. I'll serve it up with some bacon and, oh, I like the pepper jack cheese, but you can take whatever kind of cheese you want. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great day. I appreciate you joining me for episode 40, Leisure Time and Retirement. Think about it. Dream, imagine. The money's easy. Make your decision, set it aside. Don't worry about it. A lot of crap going on in the world, and sometimes it's nice to have a slice of paradise to get away from it all. So there we go. My number, 800-438-5121. Schedule a call. Top right corner of annuitystraighttalk.com. Respond to the email this goes out by email. You can reply to the email if you want to talk to me or if you want to chat or if you want to comment. There's also a post or a comment section below each post. So it's there. If you want to communicate, if you want to say something, then by all means, I'd love to hear from you. So thank you again for joining me and have a great day. Okay, bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with the qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.